Kurt, how are you, mate?
Hey, mate, how you going?
Going really well.
Cooking any fish lately, Kurt?
Nah, I don't like it. I don't need
it. It sounds a bit sus, doesn't it?
Oh, dearie me. Mate, you had players going down left, right and centre there late in the game on Sunday afternoon. You had Manly breathing down your neck. Describe the relief of that win in the dressing room after.
It was a pretty gritty sort of game. We lost to Eddie at the start of the game, then to lose Sione as well, and then even Kalen towards the back end of the game. So getting the result was something I think was pretty pleasing, no matter how the game sort of went. So there, and especially after the way we played last week, I think we needed that.
Kurt, you used the word gritty. I reckon that could describe the way that the Newcastle Knights have been a lot this season, is gritty. And you've had reasons not to be at your best, but somehow you've had that resilience there and you've hung tough, and we haven't seen that in the past.
Yeah, it's something I think Ad just sort of really brought to the club. You know, he had us out in Tamworth and we were getting up at 4 in the morning, working on farms and then training in the Arvo. So I think that's something he's really tried to instill in, you know, in the playing group. And it's sort of showing now.
Were you crutching sheep or what were you doing there on the farms, mate?
Oh, right. Mason Leno was doing some pretty questionable stuff out there. I think he was like preg testing cows or something like that. So he was in some pretty compromising positions, I'd say.
But what about yourself too, Kurt? You look really at home as a 5'8", and you've been around and you've played in multiple positions, but do you feel as though you've found a home now as the 5'8" for the Newcastle Knights?
Playing 5'8" is probably the position I enjoy playing the most. It's where I think that I play my best footy. And this year, Ads and Willie Peters have sort of made it pretty simple for me. My games, you know, they've simplified it for me, and it's working at the moment. So, I'm just going to stick to that and build those combinations of PC, Kalen and Macca.
Kurt, the feeling in the group at the moment, I guess, you know, every athlete, every sportsman and woman says, you know, we walk out on the field and try and win every game. But is there a real deep connection and feeling within each other that no matter who you play, no matter what the situation is, at the moment you guys can find a way to win?
Yeah, definitely. I think every team in the NRL sort of has that feeling as well. You probably wouldn't be playing if you're going out there thinking, you know, you weren't able to get the wins, but definitely our group. I think we can win every game regardless of who's playing where and what sort of goes on in the game.
What about on the weekend there at the Death when they sent it upstairs to the video referee? When you had a look at it on the big screen, what were you expecting the decision to come back?
Oh, mate, I didn't know how it was going to come back. So I think we were all sort of preparing to go into Golden Point if he was to knock the two over, but that's footy. Some calls go your way and some calls don't. You know, it went our way that day.
Now, you and Adam O'Brien, you go back to your Storm days, obviously. Kurt, did you have a sense then that he'd be successful, and if so, why?
100%. I mean, he was sort of getting groomed to take over the job from Bellamy when I was there, and he had all the traits of a head coach early on, and he probably could have been a head coach a lot earlier than what he was. But, he waited his time and waited for the right job for him. And I think our team really suits him. But, I think definitely he's always been someone I think that could have been a head coach.
Is he similar to Craig?
He gets as angry as him. He's got a lot of similarities to him. And he's a real good balance of, I think Craig and probably Trent Robinson as well, who we've done a bit of time under as well. I think he'd probably be a really good balance of those two.
Yeah, it's funny how rugby league works, and, you know, you can have sliding door moments and, you know, an opportunity comes to coach first grade. It's presented itself and he's taken that and run with it. Another sliding doors moment, I suppose, for Newcastle was when Jaden Brayley got injured and then we went into lockdown and you probably thought, oh, geez, how are we going to cope without Jaden? And then you end up with a guy like Andrew McCulloch. What's he been like for the club? He looks as though he's a real professional.
Yeah, Mac is a real, absolute professional. You know, he's probably one of the calmest blokes I've ever seen. He's hard to get excited. He's hard to get down as well. He's always very steady with his emotions out on the field. And I think it's exactly what we need. You know, in times out there, he sort of calms the boys down and, you know, like steers us around. But losing Jaden, especially before our break, was massive. I think Jaden and Macca play a similar sort of game as well. So Macca's experience for us is, you know, it's invaluable at the moment.
Kurt, how's the influence of Mitchell Pearce been for you?
Yeah, it's been massive. Pearce, he's, you know, lovable bloke. Everyone loves playing with him, and he's the like, ultimate competitor. You know, on the field, he's pretty easy to follow his lead. He's in everything. So he's been a massive influence for me. He's helped me out during the preseason and stuff with you know, the transition when I was doing the preseason at 5'8".
And how's Sione Mataiti after another head knock? Loz, you've been talking about that you're worried about him considering how many head knocks he's had. Have you spoken to him much since the weekend, Kurt?
I haven't spoken to him since the weekend, but, you know, he seemed his lovable, fun self after the game, which was good, I guess. And I think he passed his HIA, but they didn't end up, I think they didn't want to risk him putting him back on. So I'm sure the medical staff here will, you know, they'll handle it the right way, and he'll have to jump through the right hoops before he's be able to play.
What about with Newcastle, the way that you've been going, resilient and you've been gritty at times? Is an area of your game you're looking to improve as a unit is your attack?
Yeah, definitely. We've got the points in us. It's just whether or not we, on the weekend, I think we sort of we put the ball away a little bit, you know, and just tried to win it with our defence, which was a pleasing thing that we did that. But that's definitely a room for improvement in our attack.
Yeah, do you think new rule changes that is a good valuable lesson for you guys, because the momentum can swing pretty quickly with the pace of the game. And if you do go into your shell, it's going to be tough to hold out really good sides. You've got to be able to attack and continue to have that confidence to attack all the way for the 80 minutes.
Yeah, I think 100%. That's definitely something. The momentum and the way the game is now, it can turn on, you know, on a single penalty on the weekend. We give away a penalty down their end of the field, and then we were camped in our half for the rest of the game. So, you know, momentum can swing so quickly, and I think that's something we'll address this week is our attack and what we're looking to improve on.
And what a game it is. Parramatta, Sunday afternoon. Parramatta are top of the ladder at the moment and back at McDonald Jones Stadium. What will that mean to play in front of some of your own fans on your own patch?
Yeah, it'll be massive. All the boys have been looking forward to getting back at McDonald Jones. You know, playing in Newcastle, it's something different. Yeah, outside of Brisbane, it's probably the next best, biggest place you could probably go to play and get the biggest crowd. So really looking forward to that. Having our fans there will be massive for us as well.
And what specifically have you noticed about Parramatta? Where do you need to limit them?
I haven't really had too much of a look at them, but I'll probably look at them this week. I know they got, they're pretty good across the park. I've seen what I have seen of them. So I guess they'll come up with a bit of a game plan this week and let's see what happens.
Well, Kurt, it's been great to talk to you. Good luck this week against the Eels, and well done on what you've done so far this year.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.